هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا، الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا، ورسول الله معلمنا. هذا القرآن يوحدنا.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الكريم. All praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us this morning. All praise and thanks are due to God who gave us the opportunity to love, who gave us the facial muscles to smile, who gave us the joints to communicate, and who gave us freedom, ability, who gave us moms and dads to have a conference about respecting our family, who gave us brethren, who gave us a wife who is tolerant enough to sit here while you meet your friends. All praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave me the opportunity and the mercy to sit with the scholars of our religion. I send unto you the peace and blessings that will be sent unto you in the paradise. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Yesterday, I returned with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. I returned back to the States after leading a group of 27 young men. 27 young men from studentsumrah.com or whatever their site is. And our objective for 10 days was to visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, visit this house, and to share issues that we had. So I spent 8 days with your children. And the title of today's talk could not be better written or better selected, because it is Quranic for a, can someone read it off to me? For what? Deteriorating household. I didn't want to get that one wrong. Quranic remedies for deteriorating households. And wallahi al-azim, I went, I swear by God that I went with eight days with these boys, and they all had concerns. They were all really good kids. And they said, but Brother Rissam, we don't know what to do. We don't know how to communicate with our parents because there are two things happening, and I pray that we can start the talk here. We as Muslim households in America, I'm specifically talking about North America, we have two very straightforward issues. And I will ask respectfully to the elders on the stage, I'm going to khul ke baat karna. I'm going to just open it up. We have two situations. My father, Hafizullah, and all of our parents, majority, I know there are a few that have not been, majority of our parents are from another country. And in this country, whether it was Afghanistan or Uzbekistan or India, Pakistan, or any part of the Arab world, whether your parents were from Madinat Nasr in Cairo or your parents were from Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, they came from another world. So when the Khawaja family came here to the United States, they brought their children. And upon bringing their children here, their kids had to do two things. They had to wear two faces. And these two faces included, yes, mom, I understand, mom, inshallah, mom. And they included, yo, what's up? What you doing? How you doing? I'm doing good. And literally in the middle of a conversation, they'd be talking to, ji, ammi. And they would start, and I'm not joking, they would start to speak English in a desi accent. Ji, mama, yes, mama, you're so correct, so right. And I would ask my friend, I'm like, what just happened? Nothing, yo, what's wrong with you? I'm like, bro, what? How did you? Ji, mama, no, mama. And he'd be like, yo, what's up, what's up? So it was this two dichotomy, and naturally, this happened on our side, and the elders were then forced to understand the fact that they had to make money, they had to take care of the people around them, and that they had to make sure their kids did well in school. So the deterioration of the Islamic family started very simply when we gave up on each other. When I said kids will be kids, and when the adult said he's waste, he has lost it, my kids are gone, we gave up on each other. The Quranic remedy for building the household together is two. So I spent the first part of the talk was the fact that we came from overseas, or we came from a different culture, more conservative, and our kids had to play this double role. And now the remedies to these are two. They're going to sound very simple words. I would like you to try. Try to go a little deep. The number one is love and affection. We as a Muslim ummah, the Quranic remedy for the broken household is love and affection. 7 times, 9 times in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to us, the parents, and He says, love your kids. Ya bunayya arkam ma'ana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Hud, when Nuh alayhi salam says to his child, in Surah Saf, in Surah 31, in Surah 31 of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ يَا بُنَيَّ لِبَنِيهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانَ, and when Luqman said, لِبْنِهِ, to his son, وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, he looked at his child, he said, يَا بُنَيَّ, with love and affection, he spoke to his child. The word يَا بُنَيَّ occurs 7 or 9 times, depending on where you're looking. Nuh alayhi salam's son was bad. Noah's son did bad, but what did he call his son? Ya Bunayya, right? He still spoke to his child with respect. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was taking his child, and this is in Surah Safat, he was taking him to slaughter his kid. What did he say? Ya Bunayya, oh my child. The number one thing that I ask you to do is refer to your children with love and respect. I'll give you a simple example. وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. This is the greatest advice a father could give. Oh my son, don't run after money, don't run after women, don't run after degrees, don't run after anything in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how did he call his child? What did he say? Ya Bunayya, right? Why didn't he say, banda banwe, oh bachye, chichore bachye, ut, namaz padh tu. Oh child, get up, you rascal, waste of a child. How did I get you? La tushrik billah. Putte, utre. Ya bunayya la tushrik billah. You're laughing now, but how do we refer to our child? When our child comes home and he has that, what we call the black haircut, right? And he gets a shape up. Oh kaale ke bache. What do you say then? Right? It feels awkward, right, when I say it up here. Oh my God. He said black on stage. Yeah, but that's what we say to our kids. Love and affection. Love and affection. When you look at your child will not change until you begin to love your child. Your responsibility is to teach your child. Your responsibility is to protect your child from the pain of outside. But when you get home and you look at your kid, and you say other than soft words to your child, and you say, oh my beloved, did you pray? Subhanallah, you didn't pray? I don't know what you're gonna tell Allah. Tell me what you're gonna tell Allah. Put the ball in their court. And all the kids are feeling very happy. Yeah, give it to the parents. But I give you the best example in Surah Maryam. Now this is on one side, love and affection. Let's take one step back. In the sections of Quran where a man is speaking to his spouse, how does he speak to his spouse? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I had to get my prop, alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest human being, when you say his name, you pucker your lips. Muhammadur Rasulullah. when he asked his wife, radiallahu ta'ala anha, where did you drink from in the cup? And she would say, oh, I drank from here. I drank from here. He would take the cup and turn it around and touch his lips to where she drank from. Love, love. Mercy, mercy. Communication with your spouse, definitely. He, Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now listen to me here. Would go to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and ask the Prophet Aisha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's wife, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, he would ask her, can I pray all night? Can I pray? You might say, a sheikh can do whatever he wants. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam can do whatever he wants. I ask you this much, why would he go and ask permission from his wife? Was she ever going to say no? Was she going to say no, you can't pray? Inclusiveness, love and compassion. Everyone expected me to come up here and talk about the deteriorating household. You need to pray, you need to do this. No, we need to respect each other as human beings in a household. When you accept that you were born somewhere else and your child just came from school and someone handed them some drugs and said, here, no one will know. And you come home and you're asking them, why didn't you make your bed? Drugs, making your bed. What? How do you put these two things together? Throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us love and compassion for our wives and for our children. But now we flip the coin. But my kid, he doesn't listen to me. My child, lo samahat sheikh, you're talking about something else. Our kids don't listen to us. I'll give you the example of the most wise, of the most intelligent, of Abraham. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, a young man, was a prophet, was given prophethood, and his father did what? What did Ibrahim alayhi salam's dad do? What was his job? He made idols, right? So he didn't do bad things. He made idols that people worshipped. And when he spoke to his father, did he come to his dad and say, I go to the Ikna conference, I know more. I take Al-Maghrib classes, I know more. He was a prophet. He came to his father and he didn't say, I am hafil. He came to his father. He said, min al-ilm, some of the knowledge that God has given me. Some of it. Some of that knowledge tells me that we shouldn't worship idols. Young people, love and compassion to the fact that your parents don't know who Lil Wayne is. Love and compassion to the fact that your parents don't know what's going on in school. Love and compassion that if you genuinely told your mom what Stephanie asked you last weekend, she would die. Love and compassion. Love and compassion, my beloved sisters, that if your dad saw your Facebook, he would stop having the ability to pump his heart. Love and compassion. Don't wait for them to tell you what's right and wrong. Love and compassion in their ability. I end by bringing these two points together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the first point is, I mean it, on the way home, as you're driving, if your dad says, turn off the music, love and compassion. Don't say, well, sheikh, scholar, this and that said, you're allowed to listen to it. Baba said, no, khalas. He is my sheikh. This is my mufti. And when I'm not with him, if I act differently, that's up to me. But don't throw, and oh, young people in the audience, deteriorating households are not because of a lack of Islam. Our households are deteriorating because we have broken Islam. What is broken Islam? When you go to your mom and say, what's your dalil? What's your proof that this is halal? This is broken Islam. When your mom says, stand up when you meet me, and you say, Qala Rasulullah, shut up. Shut up. Stand up and meet your parents. When your father says, this is what I want from you, and you say, it's in the sunnah, hakadha wa hakadha. Sheikh is in front of me, I won't say it again. But please stop talking. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this opportunity. This opportunity to have a conference to say that our households are deteriorating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, and this will end this first component, love and compassion with the people around you. Do you want your daughter to wear hijab only, or do you want her to enter Islam? Do you want your parents to let you go to that party, or do you want your parents to go to Jannah? Don't force Islam down the throat, but enter into the religion. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fis silmi kaffan. O ye who believe, enter into the deen, into this religion in totality. So Ikna's sister's mom, who's been doing word translation, your kid doesn't pray. Don't wait for him to become hafiz. Start at his level. Wait at his level. Sit down next to him and say, what is this TV show? Glee? What are you doing? Mashallah. Astaghfirullah. And experience this with your child. Al-Huda moms, before you make, oh, my son should die shaheed. Word-to-word translation, sister moms, wait. Experience with your children. Sit down with them. Don't give them word-to-word translation first. Ask them if their stomachs are full. Not this stomach. Have they been loved? Not the stomach here that digests food. Love them. Care about them. And say, my beloved, I will wait for you at the gates of paradise. I won't be able to go in. You know how you tell them, I can't sleep before you get home? Say, I will wait for you. And one day when your kid comes home late, and they're like, mom, why did you wait up? Say, I'll go to sleep next time, only because it makes you happy. I will sleep. I will be uncomfortable in my bed because it makes you happy. So this deteriorating concept of Islam, and dads who found the religion later on in life, give your kids a chance. They will explore. Your child will fall on his face. For God's sakes, I've been speaking for 9 years and I just said the Prophet Aisha radiallahu anha. Right? I'm exhausted. We make mistakes. We're going to be doing these things and falling left and right. Give your child a chance to fall. And know, for deteriorating households, one major thing: love and compassion. The taba'in used to take their kids by the hand. They would take their kids by the hand and they would bring them to the marketplace. So this is the generation after the generation. And would hold their kids' hands and take them to the marketplace. This is you taking your kid to the mall, taking your kid to Times Square. They would hold their kids' hands and say, the dancing girls of the marketplace were there. The Victoria's Secret signs were there. The Cosmopolitans were there in front of them. And they would ask their young kids, is this halal? And the fitrah of the child, instead of sheltering them, the fitrah, the young baby, would say, ugh, that's disgusting. And then you cultivate that hatred in them. Not let them watch whatever they want and talk to whoever they want. And then when they're 13 and Bobby calls for the math homework, astaghfirullah, hijab pinno. Right? You wrap them up, you put the hijab on them, you put the thobe on them after they're 13, 14. Let these things cultivate from the beginning. The second, and I would say the most important, Sheikh quoted it, hafidhullah, that the family that eats together, and I must have found a dozen articles that said, the family that eats food once a day has less likelihood for depression, social anxiety, and suicide. Oh, my beloved friends, quote this at the 37th annual ICNA convention. Quote this, the family that prays together, the family that sits together and makes Fajr, Maghrib, and Isha together, the doors of Jannah will be held open for them and say, where are you? We've been waiting. One chapter of the Quran, not one chapter of the Quran could be read without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding us about prayer, but I will give you the most extreme example. If you look, and Sheikh, doctor who left, he just spoke twice before me. He said that in the Quran during divorce law, there were what, 11? How many ayahs did they say he was? How many ayahs did he say? You all were listening? 14. Jazakallah khairan. And he said the word bil ma'ruf, right? Like 14 times, 11 times. This word, in the middle of divorce law, and I want you to listen, in the middle of at-talaqu marratan, if you get divorced the second time, the first time, in the middle of it, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? The entire topic shifts. In the deteriorating, the household that's on the verge of divorce, in the middle of those 14 ayahs, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى. In the middle of divorce law, in the middle of deteriorating households, God says, protect your prayer. Pray together. Make jama'ah together. If you just had an argument with your daughter because she walked out of the house wearing makeup, put your difference to the side and say, Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than our argument. Finish the prayer and say with your children, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Then point at your child and say, Hayyina wa adkhilna dar as-salam. You wore makeup. You did something that didn't make me happy. But I still want to see you in Jannah. Young people, on Thursday nights, sit with your parents. Pray the prayer together. Make Isha together. Sit together. Remember Allah together. Ask your dad, Baba, Ma, what did you read in the Salah? What did you pray? And what did you read? Surah Fil? What does this mean, Baba? And don't wait for a huge tafsir. Sit. Let your parents do those things. In two closing remarks, love and affection. If your child likes cars, sit and watch it. Look at a rodent track with him. Ask him what a Bugatti Veyron is. If your parent is a Al-Huda Ikna Sisters Wing, ask your mom, what did you hear? What did Sister Nosheen and Sister Nasreen say in class today? I want to hear about it. Pretend to be interested in what your parents are doing. If your dad likes something about politics, watch 10 minutes Al Jazeera, 10 minutes, and sit and listen to them. Don't have to take part in the conversation. If you want to be with your family, then love what they love. Hatta, until you have to pretend. If you don't care about something your mom does, watch a cooking show and find out. If you freeze the onions, your eyes don't tear up. Tell your mom something about cooking. And I'm telling you now, for everyone who was sitting and waiting for some huge talk, you want khilafah? You want all of these tariqas and all of these madhahib that we want to come together to be one? Fix our families. The Islamic State will come running behind us. The establishment of madaris will come running behind us. Islamic schools will flourish if one thing works. The fact that our parents and our children get along. When I'm offered something haram, I turn to my parents. When my parents don't understand, and I said this in the last talk, I will say it here, do not become miskeen in front of your kids. If your kids are whispering about something you don't understand, don't pretend like you know. Say, my child, you didn't understand this world, I taught you this world. I don't understand what BRB means. Tell me. I don't know what it means to poke someone on Facebook. Tell me. Don't pretend, for your child will become dominant upon you. But accept that by sheltering your child, he will find, she will find. What is it that will fill their stomach, that will fill their desires? But tell your children, you want mom to wear what that girl's wearing on the magazine cover? Your child will never look at it the same way. Ask Baba, ask your child, do you want Baba to act like this? Ask them. These famous basketball players, ask your kid, do you want me to do what he did with that girl in Arizona? Do you want me to do that? Khalas, I'll be a player. I will be. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this opportunity. I genuinely, off the cusp, finish my conversation. I am jet lagged out of my mind. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the misutterings of the ayahs. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the misutterings of the words, and I ask you to put forgiveness in your heart, for there was nothing more, and I said this to the people last night, I will say it to you. I looked at the Kaaba right before leaving, and I mentioned Shaykh Bukhari and his family, and I said, oh Allah, I'm leaving this house. There's nothing more beautiful than this. And in my heart, I felt that there was one more thing beautiful than this. Shaykh Abdul Aziz Qari came and said something. He's the Dean of Quran for Medina University. He narrated and he said, the blood of the Muslim is more sacred than the entire Kaaba. So I opened my eyes before I started this talk and I saw your faces and know that my heart is at peace. I left the Kaaba, but I'm here, wallahi, for something better. O Muslims at ICNA 2011. This conference will happen next year, bi-idhnillah, and the year after. Your kids' kids will attend this conference. My question to you, what will you do when you leave here today? وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَسْنَعُونَ جَزَاكُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَسَلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. Before you clap or say takbir, out of respect for the Global Deaf Muslims and the organization that I would like to represent, this means standing ovation. I would appreciate adults could do the same. Jazakallahu khairul jaza wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.